Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. At the leading of the Lord, primarily, and in view of some recent attacks of the enemy against the body of Christ, which I've heard about, we are rerunning our older radio broadcast on the power and application of the blood of Jesus. My radio broadcast, our CDs, DVDs, and my book, The Blood and the Glory, were the result of the Lord speaking to me and giving me revelation on the power in His blood and how to walk in the protection of the blood of Jesus. Please listen.
I had a friend in Ohio. Kent and I knew her one summer. She and her husband were just saved out of a hippiedom. She was a hippie chick. And they liked to live close to the earth, and they lived in a big old farmhouse in Ohio, and we went out and visited them, and they canned things, and they lived close to the earth, and they dried. It was interesting. And she just had gotten born again, and she told me this story. She had a dream just after she was born again. And she was up to heaven. She was at the gate to get in. And there was someone there who's questioning the people. There were two people ahead of her. The first man in the line, they said, "And you're here? And what is your right to be here?" And the man said, "Well, I was a Boy Scout leader for 20 years, and I always lived a good life in front of those Boy Scouts and taught them honorable things, and those boys turned out really well." And the man at the gate said, "Is there any more? Anything more?" And the man said, "No, Boy Scout leader, 20 years, good man, always honest, paid my bills." And he said, "You can't come in," and rejected him. And then there was one more person in front of my friend in her dream. And this person said, the one at the gate of heaven said, "And what is your right to come in here?" And that person said, "Well, I was a Sunday school teacher for 30 years. I taught the Sunday school. I was always lived godly before those young people. Many of them turned out to be good, honorable, upstanding citizens. And he said, "Is that, you have anything more?" No, that's it. Sunday school teacher, 30 years. And they said, "Rejected." Whew. And my friend's in this dream, and she hasn't done anything but be a hippie. But she didn't know what to say. And they said to her, what are your credentials for coming in here? And she opened her mouth, and out of her mouth came, "I plead the blood of Jesus Christ." And they said, "Open wide the gates." We've got a case against the accuser of the brethren. And to plead it has nothing to do with begging. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, you remember that Brother Hagin said the old timers knew something about pleading the blood? Brother Hagin said the old timers had some things. So the Lord led me to get and find out what the old timers really knew from 1904 to 1908 to 1917 to 1920s. What did they know? What did they know about pleading the blood? And the Lord led me this little book called The Life of Faith, and this is one of the best faith books you've ever read in your life. Brother Hagin, when he got raised up off the bed of affliction, he calls it, he didn't know anybody in the whole earth believed like he did. And then he found this little book by a lady named Mrs. C. Newsom. She's a missionary. And Mrs. C. Newsom has in this book three chapters. Every chapter is marvelous, but three chapters about the power of the blood of Jesus against the enemy. And the Lord led me to read this book. Now I'm going to start here and just read you some things in it. All the evil that comes to you is directly or indirectly from Satan. We are all in the land of the enemy and are subjects to his attacks in spirit, soul, and body. But God says, give no place to the devil. In Ephesians chapter 4, he says, neither give place to the devil. You might as well just turn there. Ephesians 4:27. You should underline that. Neither give place to the devil. That means, she says, that he cannot take a place in you when he attacks if you do not let him. He does attack, but you don't have to give him a place. We open the way for him to come in if we sin. If we commit sin in word, deed, or thought, it gives place to the devil to do us harm. Well, you can see that right here in this place. Let's look right here and see what it says. Verse 25, put away lying. If you lie, you're going to open a door to the devil. I was seeking God. Lord God, all this glory is coming and all these attacks, and I want to know what about this here. And I found from Mrs. C. Newsom that there's two ways, primarily, that the devil can get you. Not get you, but make his attacks come to fruition. Number one, sin opens the door to the devil. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Wherefore, verse 25, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, neither let the sun go down on your wrath, neither give place to the devil. This tells you that lying and getting angry gives the place to the devil. This also tells you that when you go to bed at night, how you go to bed at night affects you. If you go to bed at night angry, you're opening the door for the devil to come in the nighttime. If you go to bed at night fearful, you open the door for the devil to come in and bother you in the nighttime. And he likes to work in the nighttime. There was a man that got a deliverance from epilepsy. And Brother Hagin ministered to him. And it's not always a devil, but in that case it was. He cast the devil out of him. He had the worst case of epilepsy known in Los Angeles County. Brother Hagin came back 3 years later. The man hadn't had any attacks until 3 weeks before he got back. And the Lord said to Brother Hagin, he's had another attack 3 weeks ago, and it was because he went to bed at night fearful. So Brother Hagin told him. And he said, yes, I did. It opened the door for the devil to come back in. He had an attack, and Brother Hagin said, close that door, shut that door, don't go to bed in fear at night. And he shut that door to the devil, and he didn't come back in. So fear, unbelief, anger, these kinds of things, especially makes a big difference how you go to bed at night, opens a door to the devil. We're not to open any doors to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. That would open the door to the devil. If you're stealing from your bank where you work, then you've opened the door to the devil. Won't do you any good. You can plead the blood till you're green. But you have to shut this door here. Let him that labors with his hands, so on and so forth. And it speaks to us, verse 31, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Sin opens the door to the devil, and if you sin, you give him a place. Even if you're born again, you can open the door back up for him to come in. What you should do, if you see, when we're born again, his blood cleanses us. In the New Testament, it cleanses us from all sin. Sin is gone from us, not just covered, cleansed. And the Bible says if you walk in the light, in 1 John, as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you. If you walk in the life that you have, the way I see myself, like I'm in a little washing machine. I'm walking in the light as he is in the light. Now, this little agitator is just cleansing me all the time, just cleansing me, cleansing me, cleansing me. I'm cleansed. He doesn't have a place in me. Cleanse. Hallelujah. And you know, when you first get born again, you don't have all the light in the whole world. But you're still cleansed, because you're walking in the light you've got. Ching, 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 ching. But then, if you're working down at the office and you see this pretty woman over there, and you start to flirt with her, she's married and you're married, or you're a woman and you flirt with him, you are opening a door to the devil. And he loves those open doors. He's watching you to get one. And the Bible tells us, don't give him a place. So we walk and cleanse, and then all kinds of hellacious things happen. And maybe somebody doesn't get their healing or something else, and people say, the word doesn't work. Yeah, the word works. You open the door to the devil, he came in there and not even that he got your salvation, but he's accuser of the brethren. He accuses you day and night. And he looks for the right to get in there. You could do what 1 John 1:9 says. If you sin and you confess your sin to the Father, he's faithful and just to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So I'm walking here along in my little cleansing. And usually with me, I hate to tell you what it usually is. And then I don't like it when I did it, you know. Whatever this thing was I did. Take a step out of love. Say something mean I shouldn't have said. You know. Your own conscience tells you. Your conscience has been cleansed, it tells you. So then I go back to the fountain. Oh, Father, I'm so sorry I did that. But how thankful I am for 1 John 1:9. I confess this sin to you. Now, according to your word, you hear me. You cleanse me. You forgive me, and you cleanse me again from all unrighteousness. Now I'm ready. Any plea the devil brings against me, any old accusation, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not bringing it on me. You're not stealing from me. Bless the Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that the devil didn't have any place in him. We also let Satan have a place by submitting to him. But God tells us to resist the devil, and he declares that he then will flee. God gives us an invincible weapon against the devil, the all-powerful blood of Jesus. Jesus gave his own blood as a ransom, and it is written, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. This is the victory that overcomes even your faith. So we see that it is the blood of Jesus and faith in his shed blood that always enables us to overcome the devil. The blood robs him of all power to afflict us, if we will only use that blood. We read in the Bible that some were not benefited because they did not mix faith with the word. We must believe that God covers us with the blood when we ask him to do so, because Jesus said, my blood is shed for you. We must also believe what God says about the blood of Jesus, that it overcomes Satan and takes all power from him. When we are covered with the blood of Jesus, Satan is powerless to enter, to put evil upon us. If the evil is already upon us, when the blood is applied in faith, Satan loses his power to keep the evil there. Whom resist steadfast in the faith? If the enemy flees quickly, rejoice and praise God. If he's stubborn, continue steadfastly resisting him, holding the blood against him, knowing that the remedy, the blood of Jesus, always accomplishes what God says it will accomplish, overcome the enemy. In these old-timers' books I'm reading where they would resist, they just didn't give up either. If that thing didn't leave, that sickness, they took that blood and they said, we hold the blood against you. We hold the blood against you until it left. The blood always accomplishes just what God said it accomplishes. It always, always, always overcomes the enemy.
You've been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. If you would like to purchase this teaching, call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or log on at billybrim.org. That's BILLYEBRIM.org. Or write us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Chip Brim saying shalom, and remember, in all you do in word or deed, do to the glory of God.